This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Never settle. Unless it's into the electrifying BMW i4. Blend the lines of cutting-edge and classic with groundbreaking technology at your fingertips. Experience M-engineered precision while you twist around every turn. After all, electric doesn't have to be static. If you thought EVs couldn't live up to your expectations, then you've never experienced the ultimate electric driving machine. The 100% electric 2025 BMW i4.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
75 years.
Yes, we started off. I remember walking in Mr. Marconi's office saying, "Hey, Phelps and I would like to do a show." And he was like,
"Did you invent radio, please?"
I'm like, "Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that." 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. If you'd like to participate in the program, we'd love to have you on board. So I told you, like, I'm waffling a little bit on this whole Miles Garrett thing.
You said you've kind of changed your mind.
I have changed my mind.
What's on your mind now, okay, Andy Baskin?
Let's tell everyone what's going on. So Zach Jackson, obviously an outstanding reporter, right here from Northeast Ohio, now writes for, you know, The Athletic / New York Times.
Did a game with Zach many, many, many years ago, a high school all-star game in Columbus.
Football or?
Yeah.
Oh.
Ding!
The Browns don't want to trade Miles Garrett. So I think we've all kind of, I mean, we all know that. They put their foot down right away on this thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're about to hand him a monstrous contract, or they're at least going to offer him a monstrous contract. Let's see what happens. Would you give him a fully guaranteed contract? I'll put that question out to you right now at 216-474-0092. Here's my point on this whole thing right now. I don't know. First of all, I think the Browns learned from Baker Mayfield on this whole trade me thing. Do you agree with that? I think there is some sense of history especially for the Haslam group, right? Do you think they got bullied out of the Baker Mayfield thing? Because Baker's like, "I'm out of here. I'm done. I'll see you later. Trade me." You know, he's all upset about the fact that they were courting Deshaun, and then Deshaun said no. He's like, "Well, you asked him, and so now I'm not ever coming back there again," right? Don't you think the Browns would have learned something from that episode?
Are we going to equate Baker and Miles? I don't know. I don't know if they learned anything or not.
You don't? I don't know. I believe they learned something. Like, they could have just said, "Hang on."
There's a difference.
Because I think Jimmy Haslam liked Baker Mayfield at one point. I think they were okay. And then the notion of going after Deshaun became kind of intriguing. And then, you know, and I think once Deshaun had said, "No, I'm not coming," But Baker was just hurt, and his feelings were hurt, and it wasn't just a business. It became emotional at that point, right? And I got to believe the Browns at that juncture, moving forward to the next player that would try to be in this situation, they're going to be like, "This is business."
I think the big difference is this, and this is not to bash Baker because it's not what I mean. The Browns made the determination, whether they were right or wrong, that they needed an upgraded quarterback. Than Baker, who's basically been a 500 quarterback in his career, whether that's for the Browns or anybody else. And there's nothing wrong with that. He's doing fine. He's playing good football. But he's won, well, his actual record is 50-53 as a starting quarterback in the NFL. And so I would say he's middle of the pack, somewhere in like for starting quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. Miles isn't middle of the pack. Miles is top of the heap. So that's where I think there's a difference, Andy.
Okay, I can understand your difference. Again, this is not about playing ability. This is about, well, a little bit of it is, but
it has to be, doesn't it?
Well, I think it's about negotiations. I think it's about having somebody that has the threat of a holdout in front of them, having a player who's a marquee name on the team. They're both, whether you like Baker or not, he's still a marquee name on this team, and he was an extremely high draft pick. So, you know, you've got to weigh that part of it out. So here's the other part of it. Like, I don't think Miles is going to budge on this. I mean, Miles is just a different cat. I've said that before. I like Miles. I think he's a great player.
I thought he was a dog.
All right, it's just a different kind of dog. Does that work? Is that better? I mean, I respect the you-know-what out of him as a football player.
You know what, though, Andy?
But I'm at the point now.
He might not budge.
I don't think he's going to.
Great. So that means he's going to possibly sit out for 2 years?
I don't know. That's why I think this thing's going to get ugly.
Yeah, I think it could, too.
And this thing could go into the season.
I would agree with you. It seems to me more he truly wants to go play in a different environment than he wants more money.
Yeah.
I could be reading that completely wrong. I don't know that a contract extension is, you know, what he's after here. He seems really sincere when he says, I've loved Northeast Ohio. Mm-hmm. I've loved being a Brown. I mean, he seems sincere. I just want to go and have an opportunity to win. That sounds sincere to me. Now, could the sincerity be there for real? And a new contract takes care of that? And maybe the signing or bringing in of Kirk Cousins or somebody else, a quarterback, and drafting somebody, does that change his attitude? Does it change his thinking? Maybe it does. But Andy, he signed a contract, man. I know guys in pro sports hold out all the time and blah 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 blah. But he did sign a contract, and if the Browns want to, they could just say, hey, you know, you signed a contract. We won 3 games with you. We can win probably 4 without you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's what, 29 years old? He'll be 30 this season. And this is where I'm starting to say, Andy, are you talking or thinking with your heart or your head?
His best 8 years are behind him.
They are.
You know?
And, you know, this year we found out about the feet problem, although they seem to go away towards the end of the season. So I want his doctor.
Arch supports.
Oh, is that all it is?
Yeah.
That's all. You go out and buy those things. They're pretty expensive, aren't they? They sit in your shoes? Or
no, not if you go to a doctor.
So you can't just like go to the drugstore and pick up some supports?
They don't work as well.
But they make your shoes smell better, don't they?
Get them custom made.
They make your shoes smell better.
I don't know.
Can we agree to that? I think we agree to that.
Get custom made ones.
So as I look at the Myles Garrett situation, do I want him to be a member of the Cleveland Browns? I absolutely want him to be a member of the Cleveland Browns. But I want him to be a happy member of the Cleveland Browns. And I think part of the problem is...
Wait. I'm Andy Baskin.
Am I asking for too much?
I want everybody to be happy.
I want him to be... A volunteer, not a prisoner. I think it's one of the greatest lines of all time. I want him to want to be here. I just got to tell you that if you're going to... The other problem, I think, too, is he not a captain? Is he not a leader on this team?
He's a captain who wants to play for somebody else.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Especially if you're a head coach. Because you're like, well, you know, the leader went out there and he's like, I want a new contract. I'm leaving. Oh,
Andy, if it weren't so punitive to trade him, man, I'd be really intrigued. I really would.
I don't know how they get out of this thing without being damaged financially against the cap.
I'm not kidding. If you could draft...
It's doable, you know, if they can get out of Deshaun's deal, right? I mean, I think,
without question.
So if they get out of Deshaun's deal now you could fast forward this whole thing.
I mean, you know, if I win the lottery, I'm not looking at you every day.
Well, that's true, too. You just pay me off and you'll never have to see me again. I mean, if they can trade him. That's where I'm at now. I'm not.
That's your mindset now?
Yeah, I'm there because, look, he's 29 years old. He's got feet problems. He doesn't want to be here. The answer's wrong. Like, okay, he's 29 years old. All right, so that's kind of like a... He's got feet problem that we found out about this year. Okay. But the biggest thing is he doesn't want to be here. Like, I truly think he doesn't want to be here. And fans, I don't think he's talking to you. I think he just doesn't want to be a part of that atmosphere and the environment in Berea anymore. He's tired of it.
Listen.
And he's made it pretty clear. I want to respect him for those reasons. And if I'm the Browns, if there's any way to trade. And again, I said that it starts with, let's start the conversation at 3 first-round draft picks right now. Now, then again, I just ripped him to shreds.
That's not
going to happen. I'm starting the conversation there.
You know, the
what are they going to do? Hang up on me? Okay, see you later. Bye. And guess what? They call me back 2 minutes later and go, all right, how about 2 first-round draft picks?
I threw this out when it first happened. There's one deal that I and one team that's been mentioned for him that I think I would do it in a heartbeat if I could. And I don't know the money ramifications. I don't know how they would have to juggle that. If New England wanted to give up the 4th pick in the draft for him.
And else, right? I want
their
more.
First and second round picks and Joe Milton, the young quarterback.
So you're giving me your first and second this year and Milton.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can give me, you throw me another. You can give me.
You don't need to because it's the it's the 4th overall pick in the draft.
I got one of the best, defensive player in the NFL. I'm not giving him to you for nothing.
He's got bad feet.
Well,
you just told me he has bad feet.
I saw the way he played at the end of the year. Listen, I don't know how many miles are on, how many miles are there on his feet, but.
That deal to me, something high, is more intriguing than like trading him to Detroit and getting bottom of the first round, bottom of the second round draft choices. Detroit's going to be good for another couple of years. I don't want picks in the 20s. I don't want picks in the low 20s. Give me one guy I can pick 4th, and let's go play. Because I can maybe get my quarterback at 2 and get Abdul Carter at 4. Or I could get Abdul Carter at 2 and I could get Travis Hunter at 4. I mean, I could bring in 2 really good players. And then maybe get Jackson Dart or Jalen Milroe, if that's who you like, with the first pick in the second round. Or maybe not at all because I like Joe Milton. I don't know. I just, to me, the 4th pick overall is worth significantly more than 2 picks in the late 20s, like if you're going to trade him to Detroit. But the type of team that Miles wants to go to. That's the catch. And he could maybe hold up a deal by not signing a long-term contract, but another team could still roll the dice and do that. I wouldn't, but, you know.
All I know is if the Browns, as long as the Browns don't pull off another Justin Gilbert, Johnny Manziel draft.
Oh, easy.
I'm okay. Could there have been a worse draft than that one?
The same thing years later. It just worked out a lot better. Baker Mayfield, Denzel Ward. It's the same draft.
Yeah, but Denzel's still here, and they got.
I know it worked. That's what I said. It worked out a lot better.
Yeah. It's just like as time wears on.
Do you not?
I don't think the fourth
pick wouldn't mean more to you.
I'd be okay with it. I just want a little
two
bit more.
Late first rounders.
Can you throw me another second round pick in there?
I'll give you a fifth.
How about a second?
No. You're gonna get my second this year.
You're gonna get the best defensive player in the league.
You're gonna get the 30th overall.
I'm gonna draft the next
best defensive player in Abdul Carter.
Oh, you know, you're just being and I can't say it because you're from Massachusetts in this conversation. You're being a mass something.
Wow.
I'm just saying that. I want a little bit more, man. I'm Cleveland. I've been picked over and over again.
Like, that's my problem.
And I can't worry. Well, you know, we gave you the coach.
You weren't smart enough to hire Mike Vrabel, so what the hey?
We gave you Bill. Well, our dumb owner at the time gave you Bill.
Took a while. He had to go to the Jets.
Before he got fired by Art Modell. Think about how stupid that was. Like, as I just go through my mental roll, that Art Modell fired Bill Belichick and thought Ted Marchabrota was a better idea.
He probably was at the time. You know why?
Why? Selling tickets?
Marchabrota, that's the only reason why. Although they could have sold him to anybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bill is a PR man for the new franchise. Ted Marchabrota, former head coach of the Colts.
Yeah.
Well, everybody loved him.
Guess what? Those big shiny silver trophies at the end of the year are pretty good PR, too.
Certainly worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It did. But I guess we didn't get to the heart of the question here, right? And the heart
of this
question. No, we didn't.
I thought the heart was how you were feeling.
Would you walk back into this thing and give another fully guaranteed contract? The league already hates you for doing that once. Would you give Myles Garrett a fully guaranteed contract?
Want my answer?
Yeah, after the break. You okay with that? Can you hold on for a second? I just want to make sure you're on board.
Okay. I'm not going to say yes or no because that might give away what I'm thinking.
Okay, well, good. Don't say anything then. We're off to a good start. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We're talking about it. Would you give Myles Garrett a fully guaranteed contract. And would that make him happy enough to stay?
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Answer this question, Jeff Phelps, or you can answer the question too at 216-474-0092. We've walked down this road with Deshaun Watson. Would you give him a fully guaranteed contract?
For how long?
4 years.
Nope.
Five?
Nope.
Three?
Nope.
Two?
Yep.
Two?
Yep.
Fully guaranteed contract to take him to what, 31 years old?
Yeah. That's probably not enough to appease him.
No way. If I'm him, I want to be good till at least 34, don't you think?
Yeah, except I don't know that I want to pay a defensive end outrageously big money at the age of 34 years old, and have to guarantee it. Sorry, the NFL favors teams when it comes to contracts. The NFLPA has done a very bad job for its clientele for many, many years. And if there's a sport that deserves guaranteed contracts, it's the NFL. They don't have them. And they have a lot of players, but that's part of it. They don't have the guaranteed contracts.
I'm sorry, Deshaun, line one? I have one.
Yeah, well, you can guess how that's worked out.
He may be the last one. He may have spoiled it for every player in the history of the game moving forward.
Well, but he helped so many players in the game.
Well, that's true.
Changed the market value completely.
Yeah, he did.
And... Good for him, good for the quarterbacks, bad for the owners. That's okay. The owners can clearly afford it. Otherwise, they wouldn't do it.
If I'm Miles, I'm looking for at least, would you settle?
I would think
So you're saying as a team, you'd only give him two.
As a team, I don't want to give him any. I'll give him a signing bonus up front and all that stuff. Look, the Browns are in a bad spot because of the Deshaun contract. We know that.
Right.
If this were 2 years from now, it'd be a very different world. When Deshaun's contract's up, if Miles screamed, I want to get traded, they'd probably say, hey, great, let's call New England. Can we get that fourth pick? Hey, Giants, you want him? I would think they would try and peddle him.
Hmm.
But it's so punitive to try and trade him now from a financial standpoint. And, Andy, I want him playing defensive end. I really do.
Yeah.
But if you have, to go to your point, if you have a real unhappy player and he's going to be holding out or whatever he's going to do, well, okay. If it didn't kill me, I would try and trade him and see what I could get.
So I prefer
to have him.
So you would go 2 years fully guaranteed.
I don't want to do any of it.
Okay, you have to. Now you have a choice. I'm telling you, If you wanted to do fully guaranteed contract on him, how many years?
Two. That's not going to get it done.
Dan, how many years?
Four.
I would go four, too.
Just because I think four will get it done. And four gives me wiggle room that I can lower that base salary this year, try to get under the cap and all that stuff, and put together the best team to help me compete.
It puts you back on the other side, too, of the Watson deal. If you go 4 years, you're on the other side of it.
Let me ask you this, though, guys. Does the fact that he has 2 years remaining on his contract mean anything to anybody?
If it means that I can take and lower that cap hit that he's going to have this year and add on two more years in the back end where he's properly compensated and prop open that window where I think I could compete, no, it means nothing to me because I'm adding two on the back end.
Yeah. Yeah, really, it's 2 years if you look at it that way.
It doesn't mean anything to you as far as leverage against him?
Maybe this is the NBA in me. Maybe I've watched too much of the NBA and seen how the NBA operates and all that stuff. I just don't know why digging your feet in the sand gets you closer to winning a championship.
If you can figure out how to do all this without it killing you cap-wise and you can still add to your team, okay, I understand that. I just think there's something to be said for I signed a contract and I'm gonna honor my contract. Sorry.
I just don't know the benefits of hardball. Like, that's the only thing with it. And again,
Miles is going to play hardball.
Again, maybe it's too much NBA. Maybe that's my problem, is the NBA has soured how I look at these things. But it just, I continue to look at it and go, okay, what benefit does me playing hardball against Myles Garrett have me?
But what is hardball? We signed you to a contract. You got to honor it.
Right, but if you want to compete, here's how we can compete. I want to tack 2 years on the tail end of this thing. I want to make a bunch of void years. I want to drop your salary.
Well, now that's a different story.
Yeah, you're saying you don't want to.
Right, which is how I would do the contract extension that would get him paid. It's like, look, we're going to drop this sucker.
Right.
We're going to get below the cap. We're going to get some money, and we're going to restock this roster, but I need your help.
Let me just say my hardball point on this.
You're assuming, though, that you can get him to stay.
Hence the I need your help to do it.
Andy's assuming that he's going to play hardball and he wants to leave.
Yeah, I think he's going to play hardball, and that, you know, so what's the advantage for the Browns if they decide to play hardball? Well, the advantage is he's not showing up, so they don't have to pay him, right? There's no checks going out if you don't show up for work. Is there? If it's not, unless it's guaranteed.
No.
Right?
I mean, even if it's guaranteed, you don't have to pay him if he doesn't show up.
The other part is,
try that tomorrow. See how that works.
He's not helping. Yeah.
Hey, Keith, I'm fed up with you. I'm not coming into work. Okay, Andy.
Keep paying me, Keith.
We'll see you Thursday.
He's not helping any other team win, right? And he's not beating you by being on the other side of the ball.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some advantages for the Browns here. And you're only relevant in the moment, and as time moves on, you can forget about him.
See,
I'm not saying that that's what I want to do. I'm just saying that that's a reality, that as time moves on, like, oh, yeah, hey, did you guys realize that Myles Garrett was holding out from the Browns? If you're sitting in any other city in the NFL, once you've started training camp, and then you settle into the guys that you have, and if you like the guys you have, then you're not even thinking about it.
I honestly think there's something here that we're kind of missing. And I think it's the most important thing of all.
Tell us, wise leader. Yes.
What have the Haslams told Andrew Berry and the front office, and even Kevin Stefanski, as marching orders here?
We're not trading him. That's what we know.
Have they told him that, or have they said, hey, you guys are good for a couple of years, and we're okay with a rebuild? We don't know what the Haslams have told them. You know, are they under a win next year, or you guys are out, which I would assume? Or have they said, we're good, make sure you get it right? Mm.
Phil is in Hudson, home of the Explorers. Hello, Phil.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. Phil, how are you?
Good, good. So regardless of term, I mean, if he doesn't want to be here, like, does it really matter? And I think about this in terms of, if I wanted to leave my job and my company goes ahead and wants to double my salary, like, I could take it, but am I going to really give 100%?
You'd be excited when you sign the deal. You'd be excited when you get your first check, and then I think you go right back to where you are after you put, after you cash that first check, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
After you change your lifestyle a little.
Right. So, you know, if he wants to get out, then get what you can get for him, and move on.
The question is, what would they get for him? That's I think that's the. I mean, you're not. He's not on wholesale, right? He's not a TJ Maxx player, right?
Right.
Let's be honest. So I'd be interested to see what they would get if. But again, you're just hampered and handcuffed by the Deshaun deal, and then his guaranteed money moving back on the other side. So But would you give him a fully guaranteed contract? Do you think he would be happy on the other side? And you're saying no, Phil, right?
No, I think he wants to compete. He wants to win a Super Bowl, and that's probably not going to happen here for at least, I don't know, 4 years, if that.
Yeah, that's kind of why we said 4 years. Phil, thank you. Appreciate you. I don't see him wanting to come back here right now. I just don't see it. And I think that he's put his, you know, he's put his boots in the sand. You know, he's from Texas. He's got big cowboy boots, I'm sure.
Not everybody in Texas has boots.
What are you talking about? It's mandatory, isn't it?
No.
Don't you get one with your driver's license? Would you like to be an organ donor? Yes. What size
boots do you wear?
Yeah, well, isn't there, there's a big...
Congratulations, you're 16.
Isn't there a giant, there's a big manufacturer of boots down there, right? That I would see. I used to see them at the rodeos all
Andy,
the time. They were a big deal.
I was a Yankee living in Texas. You think I was buying boots?
Yeah.
The answer is no.
I could see you if you would have been there one or two more years.
The answer is no.
You would have been the guy from Anchorman. You would have been the sports guy with a cowboy hat.
That might have been true.
That would have been you. You would have been awesome at
might
that.
Might have been true. Yeah.
You know, Tex Phelps. How awesome would that be? Hi, everybody. Tex Phelps with your sports tonight on Beaumont 4. Beaumont 4, was that right? Which channel was it?
News Center 4.
Oh, no. Beaumont 4. They changed the name 10 times. Don't you understand? They would be bought by a megalopolis.
We were Rocket 4.
Oh, you would be a Rocket on Rocket Arena 4.
Going to sell the naming rights to our newscast.
Well...
Not a bad idea.
Guess what? There's a sports channel that did that, right?
Miles Garrett might want to be able to buy the naming rights.
I don't know.
Welcome to Miles News.
I can't see giving him a fully guaranteed contract right now, but I can understand why they would do it. Do you think that premise is true that he might change? They're like, okay, we're doubling your salary. And like, I think in the moment, Miles would be excited about it. But if you didn't like the front office in the first place, what makes you think you're going to light the front office down the road, no matter how much money you're making?
See, here's the thing. We've talked about, you know, like Lamar Jackson said, I've loved my time in Baltimore, but I want to be traded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when he signed a new contract, everybody's like, okay, that's not a problem. Do you think Miles is truly looking for a new contract, or does he really want to?
I don't think he's looking for a new contract.
I don't either. I think he wants to spend the rest of his career somewhere else.
I think that's the scariest part of the whole story.
Yeah. That he truly might just say, I'm not going to play and blah, 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 blah.
There could be one way that he stays. Do you want to talk about that? Miles meets with Jimmy Haslam. Jimmy says, look, Miles, you're really important to this organization. We want you to stay here.
But we can't get rid of the other guy for two more years because he's under contract.
No, we're going to figure this out. Here's what we're going to do. We'll give you 5 years, 4 years, guaranteed, moving forward, but... I know what the issue is here, and we're going to get rid of the general manager, and I'm going to get rid of that advisor. What are you going to do then? You're going to get rid of the general manager?
I'll take the new contract.
You would there,
You're going
right?
to get rid of the quarterback? You're going to give me a different quarterback?
Well,
what are you going to do?
That's easy. I mean, I think the quarterback part of the story is easy now. Yes, you're going to get a new quarterback. Yes, if you're Jimmy Haslam, say, I'm going to move on from my general manager, and I'm going to move on from my... director of what projected observations. Let's call him that. The great thought partner, Paul D. Podesta. Now, have you changed your mind?
Yeah, except for
Paul
one thing.
An incredible thought partner.
It's a dangerous move for an owner.
Here's the thing, Andy. If you trust your front office enough as an ownership group, if you trust them enough to give them contract extensions, which they did,
yeah,
why would you get rid of them because one player?
Because he's the best defensive player in the NFL?
No, he's eight years in. He's almost 30 years old.
Because your general manager
hasn't been around forever. If you really like your – what's more important, a good front office or a defensive end? It's a good front office. Now, whether it's a good front office or not is another story. The question is, do they think that they're happy enough with their front office?
Well, let's ask Mary Kay Cabot. She's joining us here in just a moment, so we'll have Mary Kay Cabot on with us in just a moment. 216-474-0092, that is the number to call in. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrier freedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.